music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
Yes, indeed. It's John Healy on your Northside Today, and you can contact us here by phone on 867 1190. You can text directly into the studio on 087 69 44 500. And on the line now, I have Barbara Jennings, who is reporting from the Hugh Lane Gallery. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, John. Yes, I'm here with Michael Dempsey in the Hugh Lane Gallery. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Barbara. You're very welcome to Dublin City Gallery, the Hugh Lane.
That's absolutely fantastic. We're here and looking at a fantastic exhibition by Michael Caine. It's a combination of mixed media oils, acrylics and paints on one level, and woodcut prints on the other. Now, Michael, you're here to tell us all about this to all the listeners.
Indeed. Well, this is an exhibition by one of our senior artists, Michael Caine. He's a member of Astona. He's one of the young people who set up Independence back in the 1960s. He set up the Project Arts Centre. So he has a long history with the city, and we're very honoured to have Michael Caine here exhibiting in this year, which is the centenary of 1916. Part of the commemoration programme that we put in place, the theme that we chose is the artist as witness. The artist as witness in society, someone who observes the political and social strife of the day. And so Michael Caine is an artist who has been looking at the issues in Ireland, and in particular Dublin, in the last last 5 decades or so. So what you have here in this exhibition, which is entitled The Modality of the Visible, is a selection of work, both media, which is, you know, oil and acrylic on canvas, as well as some of the print work that Michael Caine is renowned for, the woodcuts and the liner cuts as such.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic, folks. There's a real difference, you know, and you see that in many artists between their woodcuts and their abstract expressionism. The woodcuts are very individualistic, I'd say. When are most of these printed?
We have two series of woodcuts, or I should say, actually, the first series from the 70s is called Citywide. They're a series of lino cuts where he's looking at different events, scenarios that happened in the city of Dublin in the 1970s. And then we have a series of coloured woodcuts from the 1980s, where Michael Caine looks back to Greek mythology and the story of Agamemnon. He portrays with the backgrounds of the city of Dublin.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And how many rooms? This is like it's on the second level, by the way, folks, in the Hugh Lane. How many rooms are filled here?
The entire exhibition is in four galleries, the four rooms of the old Charlemont House. So what you have here is this wonderful contrast of this Georgian architecture alongside the modernism of Michael Caine's expression.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, that's not the only thing going on in Hugh Lane, of course. We do have the wonderful Harry Clark and regular exhibitions, don't we?
We do. Well, Hugh Lane has a long history. As you know, we're open over 100 years. The original collection was donated by Sir Hugh Lane back in 1908. So we have a wonderful collection of French Impressionism, but also we are the site of the Francis Bacon Studio, and then we also have the Sean Scully Gallery as well.
Absolutely fantastic. And don't forget Harry Clark. Now, I love Harry Clark's work.
Well, the Harry Clark window is there. The Eve of St. Agnes is here, and so definitely come to see that. Harry Clark, also, we also have a last year we just acquired a new work of a sketch that was lost for a number of generations, but it's back, so it's on public view.
That's absolutely fantastic. Must have a look at that. And how long is this exhibition going on for, Michael?
This exhibition runs to the 15th of January, so you've got the Christmas period to come in and see it, and we'll be open over the Christmas holidays, so please do come in. It's certainly worth looking at Michael Caine's work, because he is a senior artist who has been grappling with ideas of modernism through abstraction, but also modernism through figuration. So in sometimes in the same work, you will see the struggle that he has had throughout his career of this aesthetic, where you look at concerns of abstraction, and that's where most painters tend to go. You come to a crossroads where you have to make a choice. A lot of painters decide upon abstraction and they pursue that route down the sort of Greenbergian route. Or you decide upon social issues of the day, and through figuration you create different narratives. What you see in Caine's work is the coming together, the melding of these two disciplines in his work. And so you have the figurative on an abstract background.
Absolutely fantastic. Now, folks, there's also a great coffee cafe here in the Hugh Lane, and an amazing bookshop. How old is the, bookshop there?
The bookshop has been here since we opened in 2006 with the new wing. And so we have the bookshop itself carries all the catalogues from the exhibitions. And with Michael Caine's exhibition, we have a catalogue that's on the shelf there for purchase. And also with our Sven Augustinen, who's a Belgian artist, we've recently just published a catalogue by Sven.
Absolutely fantastic, folks. And you can get great art cards here, by the way. So I love the art cards to send to somebody. Look, Michael Dempsey, thanks very much. And shall we be talking to you soon?
Thanks very much, Barbara. Thanks for coming. We'd love to see everybody come.
That's great. And that's it, folks. The Hugh Lane is just fantastic, fantastic gallery. It's been here a long time, as Michael said. And it's just beautiful to come in and wander around.
Okay, Barbara.
The Hugh Lane is always free to everybody to come.
And it's always free for everybody to come, says Michael. Yes, John, what were you saying?
Yeah, and I was saying now, once again, thanks very much for that. And it's great, all these places are, the majority of these places are free. We have to keep saying.
They're all free in this city.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There's so much, the art, I mean, and you go to another modern capital city and you have to pay 5 and 10 euros to get into places. Yeah. It's all free in Dublin.
No, it's fantastic.
It's great.
So keep up the good work, Barbara, letting us know all about these places.
Okay, John, shall talk to you soon.
I'll talk to you next week. Thank you, Barbara.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Right, many thanks to Barbara Jennings there and Michael Dempsey from the Hugh Lane Gallery.
Across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.